This is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's July 4th, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. God here. Alora is sleeping. They've been having a very hard day because they had to solve the computer problems they had by buying a whole new computer, and this has taken a great deal of their efforts and a great deal of their resources to try to get this difficult situation straightened out. I want to take this segment of Here's Jesus to express my sincere gratitude to all Americans on this day of their independence, and especially to those American troops that are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan for the very existence of mankind. For if we lose these battles, we will probably lose the human race. It will be very difficult for the kingdom of God to salvage things if we cannot make these situations stable. So what these troops are doing is extremely important to me and to all the world, and I send them my sincere blessings and my sincere gratitudes for all that they have done. And I also send my gratitudes to those Americans that assisted my son in the recent great battle that he fought and helped him win that battle, and I can never express my gratitude more. Some people say that I created the United States, but it was a joint effort between the Kingdom of God and the Spiritist Republic to create a place where there was freedom and the two societies could raise together, and this is as it must be. Sometimes we believe that our way is the only way, but we must understand that other people have different ways, but that does not make them evil, that we must learn to work together with them, and I hope that is what America will continue to be. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. Had they not repaired Demetrius's heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
We're back. Alora has a question here that I think is very appropriate for Independence Day. People are wondering what I think of the recent Supreme Court decisions, that they think the court has turned far, far to the right, and do I approve of this? Well, in all things with this political body, I find things that I disapprove of, and I find things that I approve of. I do not like their stand on school desegregation. I believe that was totally and completely wrong. That is something that still needs to be upheld. I did not appreciate their vote on the abortion issue. To take abortion away from a woman, I believe, is a criminal act, and these people should wake up to what they are doing. I did agree a little bit on limiting the free speech of children in schools. Children should be in schools to learn, not to protest. They are not adults yet, and they're rights should be protected, but it should be more their parents' decisions what they have to say. There were good decisions and there were bad decisions, and there are things that we will have to work on later. But the Supreme Court is a political body. It always has been. It always will be. They made some very, very bad decisions in the past, and they will make some bad decisions in the future. It is up to the people to stand up when they make bad decisions and oppose them and tell them, no, we won't tolerate this. You are just men, you are not gods, and you do not tell us to disobey God's laws. Some people don't like this, but it's what must be done.
We'll be back again.